as we say, 943 million people just heard a song that speaks about favor, speaks mm-hmm. about blessings, speak about the goodness of God and, mm-hmm. and being hopeful
yeah.
for good things to happen for them in their life. And that yeah. to me is more outstanding than just being on the billboard or being here and there.
Now that was Caribbean gospel artist Sherwin Gardner. His song, Find Me Here, is taking the world by storm. Welcome to Conversations from Studio 5. Sherwin is our guest this week as his song that began as just a 46-second chorus on TikTok to welcome the new year has now surpassed the billion TikTok views mark. Find Me Here is taking on a social media story all its own. Let's dive into this great conversation.
Find Me Here, 940 million streams and counting.
Yeah.
And then we're talking about content creation on TikTok, 1.9 million and counting. Where'd this song come from? What happened?
This is definitely the Holy Spirit is the best the best answer I can give you. Because so initially, I was working on another song mm-hmm. That I finally get the clearance for. it's a really big song. So it's a song that existed, but we turned it into Afrobeats. Mm-hmm. I have Tadashi on it and another young girl from Houston.
Mm-hmm.
After we finished it in the beginning of December, we sent it over to Providence to get clearance.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, we closed for the holiday, so when we come back for the new year, we look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, this was supposed to be the New Year's Day post. And on the 23rd of December, I had this, I always was saying this in worship. I worship lead in the Bahamas at mm-hmm. Bahamas Harvest Church. But at the end of worship, when I pray, I always say something good is gonna happen for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I then heard the melody in my head on the 23rd of December, something good is going to happen in this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I am grateful that I made it here. So mm-hmm. I recorded that little melody, sent it to a producer in Africa, in Kenya to be exact, and mm-hmm. he sent it back. And then I finished the production. But then the Lord was nudging me and saying, hey, blessings need to find you here. Favor going to find you here. And money. And I didn't want to put money because mm-hmm. as Caribbean people, we kind of iffy about using money in Christian songs.
Yeah.
And I said, let me just do it the way the Lord did say. So Christmas Day, I finish everything, mm-hmm. the video, everything, and I put it down. Fast forward to New Year's Day, I was in church worship leading, and then I remembered, hey, I have this little clip that really was just my affirmation, speaking life into the year,
mm-hmm.
getting ready for that other song mm-hmm. that we were excited about. So mm-hmm. this wasn't really supposed to be like a big release. It's, yeah. it's just 46 seconds.
You know, 46 seconds.
Yeah, it was just a 46 second clip. You know, as artists, you try to stay relevant on social media.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what that was.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's also a personal prayer
mm-hmm.
for me saying that something good is gonna find me here, and I'm grateful that I made it here.
Mm.
Blessings gonna find me here, favor gonna find me here, money gonna find me here. And I went to bed on that night, and when I woke up, I always remember I had 999 followers on TikTok
uh-huh.
because I needed 1,000 followers to go live. So I remember that clearly because I was like, I need to go live on TikTok. Now, Instagram, on the other hand, I had like a little over 18,000 followers mm-hmm. and it was doing pretty good. But, you know, you get 10,000 or maybe 20-something thousand views here mm-hmm. and there. But when I woke up, I was... My TikTok was at 20,000 followers, and it was like 14,000 views. By the time I looked, it was 50,000 views. And then closer to the evening, it was 200,000 views. So I called one of my friends who was an artist, and I said, listen, this song is going viral.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's going up. So he's like, going viral? Your song is already viral, because he's in Trinidad, and mm-hmm. it was... Everybody's using
already,
it.
Wow.
So everybody is already using it. So I decided to finish the song. So I went to the studio that night. I finished the song. By the Tuesday, which is the 2nd of January, I started to get calls from Sony Records, Island Records, Atlantic started the email. So I was like, why are they emailing? And this is just like, you know, 400,000 or 500,000 at that time. Mm-hmm. So the guy from Sony who called, he said, listen, your song has already crossed 20 million views. You can't see it, but we can, you know? So but what had happened is, you know, people would take the song, they would pull it down, then mm-hmm. use it in their videos.
Yes.
Their videos have 10 million views.
Yes.
One guy in Africa had 5 million views. So I was like, wow, I didn't know. So I spoke to my label, I sent them the song, we got it in the system, mm-hmm. and by that Thursday, we had an official meeting with Sony because mm-hmm. they wanted to present what they can do. Mm-hmm. And it was a good meeting. We left that meeting and we said, all right, let's regroup because we're already with ADA, who's mm-hmm. under Warner Brothers. By that Thursday night, Warner Brothers sent us what they wanted to do. Mm-hmm. By Friday, as the Bible says, you know, your gifts will make room for you and bring you in front of great men. Mm-hmm. It was definitely that. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm thinking I'm coming into a meeting on that Friday with like 3 or 4 persons. It was like 20 people in one meeting. And I'm talking about execs of the different companies, different areas across the world. And I'm like, wow, you really shining on this song, Lord. Mm-hmm. You know, so after we heard what they wanted to do, the plan, they didn't want to change the message. They didn't want to change anything. They were just enhancing what was there and really spreading it. And we decided, I spoke to my family and everyone, and we decided to stick with Warner Brothers. Mm-hmm. And since then, it's been a journey. This song that is just an affirmation is now being used by many people.
Yes.
It also was in the top 20 songs in the Afrobeats chart, mm-hmm. which is not even a Christian chart.
Wow.
You know, then the digital gospel sales chart, the world sales charts, it's still on the charts now, you know, mm-hmm. and that in itself just shows how far this blessing is going, mm-hmm. you know, because some people would see these numbers or hear these numbers and say, wow, this is amazing. For me, what is amazing is the fact that, as we say, 943 million people just heard a song that speaks about favor, speaks mm-hmm. about blessings, speak about the goodness of God and, mm-hmm. and being hopeful
yeah.
for good things to happen for them in their life. And that yeah. to me is more outstanding than just being on the billboard or being here and there. But mm-hmm. you know, knowing that people are now using this affirmation in their videos,
yes, yes.
is shining light on who he is and the goodness of God.
Ah, I love it. I love it. How has this changed your life?
Well, I've been doing music for quite some time. This year is actually, I'm celebrating 40 years of ministry.
40 years of
ministry.
Yeah,
so I started at the age of 5 as a little boy doing music on stage. Mm-hmm. And I had my share of success, but nothing in comparison to this song. I think it put me in a different conversation and it opened up doors for me to be able to do as the Bible says, go ye therefore and preach and teach to all nations.
Yeah.
So I'm getting calls from a lot of different nations and bookings from a lot of different nations to come and to spread that message. And I'm truly excited about what he's doing, you know, not just for me, but for my family, but mm. also for something that has been making impact for a long time that a lot of people don't know, but Caribbean gospel is a very big thing in the islands and in the Caribbean communities. Mm-hmm. So outside of myself, there's a lot of great ministers who are now, this song is shining light to everyone who's doing Caribbean gospel and, mm-hmm. and people able to hear the song. And also, you know, just teaming up with many of the big companies within the Bahamas to even spread those blessings. Like there's a company called Bamboo Shack who I've teamed up with, and they are helping bless other people in the country locally and stuff like that. And even St. Jude's Children's Hospital, we've been helping the cause of really raising funds for kids with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So some things that I would have not seen mm-hmm. or known, you know, God is just opening these doors and really, it's something that is just, I would say, an unusual mm-hmm. blessing, mm-hmm. but it's really something that I'm grateful to him for, because this is not about me, but it's about pointing people to him.
Absolutely. But it sounds like what's happening is literally this song is like coming to life before your eyes. Blessings
yes,
are finding you here. Money
is
finding you here.
Truly it is.
It's finding you.
Yeah, exactly. And each day, It's something new, you know. You see a different star, a different person who is in a field that you wouldn't expect to post the mm-hmm. song is posting it, you know. So that in itself is a blessing. Even the government of the Bahamas, I got to shout them out because they are now taking the song and using it for their campaigns and certain things that they're doing when it comes to positive stuff. And that is the goal, you know. We want to be able to shine light on God and on things that are positive and making that positive affirmations over your life, over your nation, over your country, and whatever it may be.
And this is, as you said, began with just 45 seconds.
46 seconds.
46 seconds. So right. Give me the words. What was in those 46 seconds?
46 seconds was, something good is going to happen in this year, and I'm grateful that I made it here. Yesterday's gone, and a new day has appeared, and I am grateful that I made it here. Blessings going to find me here. Favor going to find me here. Money gonna find me here, and blessings gonna find me here. That's all it was. That's the entire clip. And it was just me in my studio. I have a little green screen. I put a little background on it. And that was it. You know what I mean? I was not expecting to wake up to so many views or even to be where I am and getting the calls that I was getting, yeah.
What's the biggest name or biggest surprise you've seen either share it or reach out or?
Wow, every day is a surprise. I think Alicia Keys was one of them. Mm-hmm. Teddy Riley, his message and it, you know, and what he said was really shocking because you know he's a Grammy award winning writer, producer, you know, and he said this
roots
really.
Roots here in Virginia, actually. Yeah, right here.
Right here, yeah. So you know him saying that you know you've written something that will speak to the nations was something that really hit me, and that's when the realization came. You have Kelly Rowland, Michelle Williams actually posted it, and Tabitha Brown, yeah. Mm-hmm. And yesterday we had one of the top Haitian artists who has like a little over 2 million followers shared it. So you have so many different people, I can't even count anymore.
I
you
love
know what
it.
I mean? So it's just been really, really good, yeah.
Nice. Now, you began to share your story. You've been singing since 5?
Yeah. I am what they call the miracle child in my family because my mom, when she was pregnant with me, at that time she didn't know and she was very sick. So she had 2 kids before me, a big brother. Now, it's funny if I call the names of my family. So it's Sean, Shoma, Sherwin, Sherman, Sheldon, Shenwick, Shekinah.
Woo, Jesus.
It's all SHS. You know, we always say it's SHE in the beginning of all our names. We always say, make the joke that it's because he, which is our dad, loves she, which is our mom. Mm-hmm. So he just named everybody SHE. So for me, that journey was I think the beginning of something and beginning of the main testimony, because all the doctors told my mom, because she was sick and because of all the tests and the different things that she did, she had to abort me because I would either be deformed or crippled or stillbirth and, you know, all the different scientific ways that or reasons. And she said, if God give life, he's the only one could take life. And she put me into the hands of the Lord. And from 5 years old, I started singing. I'm just a little dark, but outside of that, I do have no issues health-wise, you know. So I'm good, you know. And God he showed himself faithful from then, and he's showing himself faithful to now, you know, because 40 years is significant that this could happen on the beginning of my 40th anniversary, you know, as the Bible says, like coming out of the wilderness into the promised land, you know. So this is that season where you're really coming out into the promised land, yeah.
You are coming out indeed. Do you remember that first song that you sang at 5 by any chance?
Yeah, that was actually Jewels. When he cometh, to take up his jewels, all his jewels, precious jewels, his love and his own. Like the stars of the morning, his bright crown adorning, they shall shine in their beauty, his love and his own. 5 years old, that's the first song that I sang, and I'll never forget. Never.
Wow. Now, we know you now because of this, but you've actually made inroads in American music for a while now.
Yeah, I had a song in 2018 that was in the top on the billboards, which was Because of You, and it's because of the same testimony I'm speaking of. So I'm signed to Ty Scott Records, and I got a shout out to the team. They stood with me when I had a song, when I didn't have a song, and they're still there, you know, working behind the scenes. And, you know, I'm grateful to Bryant and the entire team for all that they've been doing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and then I've been traveling in Caribbean gospel. So I've been to Africa, I've been to Australia, I've been to all the major continents before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But mainly the Caribbean market. Now this song put me out of that market and beyond that, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? So I'm now in places that are way bigger platforms than before. Mm-hmm. And it's just growing, you know, so I just give all honor and all glory to God for that.
Amen, amen. I'm gonna shout out a couple of names I know you've worked with. I just wanna get your reaction, what you remember about working with them. Mm-hmm. First up, my personal favorite, CeCe Winans.
Right, so I did, that was when I was really young. So mm-hmm. I was like about 7 years old, and CeCe came to Trinidad and Tobago mm-hmm. and she sang, and then she called me up on the stage. She said, "Where the little boy?" and Kurt Franklin did that as well. Mm. When we was in Trinidad, he's like, "That reggae boy, bring him up on the stage." You know what I mean? So I had the opportunity to share the stage with many, many of them, and also work with some of them, like Jonathan Nelson as well. I worked with him. I lived in Baltimore for some time, so I was the worship leader with Jonathan Nelson,
oh,
with
wow.
Jamal Bryant. So
oh, wow.
That gave me a lot of experience that I took back to the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm a real island boy, so I wanted to spread the knowledge and the things that I've learned to all the island worship leaders. Yeah,
I love it. Israel Houghton?
Yeah, so Israel I worked with many times. I've brought him to the islands. I brought him to Antigua and Barbuda. I sang on many stages with him.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the world, you know, you meet certain artists, and he's one of them. I met him in Bermuda, I met him in Africa, you know, many different places. So he's somebody who I look up to really as a big brother in music, yeah.
Last one, Todd Delaney.
Well, Todd is my brethren, as we say in the islands, that's my brethren, you know. Even when this song started to go viral, mm-hmm. he was one of my first callers. Like, Todd, like, yo, I have a song that's going viral, you know,
mm-hmm.
and he kind of guided me. We prayed together, even in this season that he's in, you know, he's doing a lot of worship. I believe at the beginning of each month, he have a live that he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a brother, and I did one of my songs with him on the previous album called Greater that just crossed over, I think, 1.7 million views, mm-hmm. you know, so it's really always good working with Todd, yeah.
Nice. I've heard you say, or at least read, you are if Bob Marley met John Legend and Kirk Franklin.
Yeah, so that's what they call me. That's what they say in the islands. and mainly because God has blessed me the ability to do reggae really well, soca really well, but also I'm a praise and worship leader.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm able to fit, but sometimes I find ways to kind of join everything, mm-hmm. you know, to marry the Caribbean with the praise and worship. And it's been working very, very well. And even on this new album, it's a real merge of that. You can hear the strong island background, but mm-hmm. you hear the musical aspect of it, because I really love gospel and the sound of gospel. So like Byron Cage,
mm-hmm.
Fred Harmon, mm-hmm. progressions and music movement, I really love that. So I always try to incorporate that into what we do, yeah.
I love that. And still a worship leader even as we speak now.
Yes, yes. You know, shout out to my church, Bahamas Harvest Church, my pastor Mario Moxie.
Mm-hmm.
And being connected to a good house helps, you know, because a lot of the inspiration of most of my recent stuff is because our church is a church that focus on life change. And I think that when people stay connected and rooted to God, you know, like earlier I said something that is very important for creatives and people into music or people into gospel music, I should say, which is I heard God say. And for you to hear from God, you have to have a relationship with him. You know, mm-hmm. a lot of people are familiar with him, but they're not necessarily connected to him. So it's like you're speaking on behalf of someone that you don't know, or you're representing something that you're not connected to. You know, if you're connected to it, you'd find there's purity in it, and you're able to hear from him. So this is a song that I wasn't expecting, but he already had control and he already had a plan because of that connection that I had to him. So when he was saying, hey, something good is going to happen in this year, and use this as your song, as your affirmation, he knew that other people was going to connect mm-hmm. to that affirmation. Yeah. But sometimes we try to be too logical. We try to say, all right, let me write this because I believe they're going to respond. When God is saying, no, I don't want them to respond to this. This is what I want them to respond to. So I'd say to everyone, you know, be connected to our house and be connected with your relationship, because this music is not about us or people seeing us. You know, mm-hmm. doors are open on me for me now, mm-hmm. people seeing me now. Mm-hmm. But my main goal was always for people to see him. Yeah. And that will continue to be my goal, for people to see him.
Yeah, him shining the light this way allows more people to see him.
Exactly.
Now, amen. So with all the fusion that you do, has there ever been pushback? I think of the evolution of gospel music
of
and
course.
People pushing back.
Of course. I mean, when we were younger and we started gospel reggae, reggae was always popular because, you know, we just had the Bob Marley music movie
yes.
as well, too. You know, so reggae has been big in the islands, but the lyrical content was not necessarily gospel. So it wasn't associated with gospel. So when we started, we got a lot of pushback. Mm. You know, there are places or churches we went to and they were like, you're singing this. No, we don't want this in the church. Mm. You know, so at first what we had to do was write. But we used to put drama to it so that people could visually see and understand the lyrics. That helped us a whole lot, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? But as time progressed, and as the word say, by your fruits you shall know them, when people started to see the good fruits and the young people being saved and coming in, they slowly started to gravitate to allowing it. And then in 1999, close to 2000, when Papa San, Cheval Franklin, Lieutenant Stitchy, who were some of the big secular mm-hmm. Artists, got mm-hmm. saved and started doing it. Now people had something that they could see or point to, because we were Christian boys who yeah. grew up in church. Mm-hmm. But now these are people who came straight from the world and using the same gift mm-hmm. to spread the message. That made a big difference for us and really took it to another level.
Nice. Before we wrap, I want to ask you about another song. I'm watching a video of yours. Over Me?
Yeah, so Over Me is the song that I did late 2023, because I was preparing for my 40th. So it speaks of the fact that, you know, when you see me, don't bad mind or envy, meaning some people envy where you are now, but you don't know my testimony. Mm-hmm. You don't know what I've been through to get to this place. Mm-hmm. So you're seeing all the shine, you're seeing all the things that are happening now, but there was a journey and there were times when I fell, there are times when I felt like giving up and turning my back, but I pressed through that to be where I am. And now the blessings of the Lord is over me. Mm-hmm. So even with that song, it was speaking life into what was happening for this one, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? And that was, now that song is actually picking up because mm-hmm. of Blessings Find Me.
What's up with the song that you were hoping was going to be there?
So we just got the clearance for it. So that is actually probably going to be the next single. Because mm-hmm. it is, like, everyone who heard it mm-hmm. knows it's really a beautiful song. And we know it's going to be a powerful song. So we wasn't worried about that, mm-hmm. you know. But now we finally got the clearance. So we in the process of finishing the album, mm-hmm. but also we're in the process of getting ready to release another single, and now we have the clearance, so hopefully
so
that will
be that
be
single.
There. Yeah.
What can you tell me about that single?
I can tell you that it's a big song from Elevation Worship that we've created into Afrobeats. And it's very urban, it's upbeat, but it's powerful.
I can't wait. Mm-hmm. If you could go back in time and speak to that young 5-year-old Sherwin as he began the journey, what would you tell that little boy?
Make sure and learn languages. I had the opportunity to do Spanish or electronic technology when mm-hmm. I was younger, and I mm-hmm. always beat myself up because I wish I'd chosen Spanish at that time, because I'm very popular in a lot of Spanish countries. Mm-hmm. I could sing it now, so I have Blessings Find Me, very soon the Spanish version is coming out, so mm-hmm. because my market is so big, so Costa Rica, Guatemala. These are some of the countries I go to a lot. And I always have a translator. And every time they translate, I'm like, I should have been. I should have taken Spanish in school. But that would be one of them. That would be one to learn languages. And I'd say to anyone who could, if you have a young mind and you're ready for it, do it. Because as the Bible says, go ye therefore and preach and teach to all nations. You must be able to speak their language. And that's important. So I would say do that. That's one of them. And really just, you know, just hold on through everything. We're not going to see tomorrow. But if you have faith, which is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, just as this song is saying, something good is going to happen in this year. That's my hope. That is my hope, my faith. Speaking life, trust and believe that God will answer and he'll come true. So don't give up in that process. Just wait and hold on and you'll see him come true.
I love it. You sing music in your family? Is it run in?
Yeah, so my uncle was very popular. He's the one who brought me out. But my whole family is pastors, preachers, musicians. Not everybody sings, but everybody could play an instrument. I was just in North Carolina, and I did a clip on my social media with my brother. He was playing guitar. But he plays all instruments. So we grew up all in the instruments and learning music and stuff like that. Or preaching. Either one, yeah.
Love it, love it. Thank you. It's great.
And thank you guys for having me.
Thank you.
I look forward to greater things in the future, and I pray blessings also will find each and every one of you.
Thank you.
Hey, that single, Find Me Here, is available wherever you stream or download your music. Thank you so much for joining us for this edition of Conversations from Studio 5. Thank you for also making this your weekly destination for uplifting interviews in the world of lifestyle and entertainment with a strong focus on faith. Hope you'll join us again right here next week for a conversation with recording artist Katie Nicole. For more information on the podcast, be sure to check out our Facebook page and find us on Instagram by searching Studio 5. See you next week right here on the podcast.